You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I never had a summer gig as a teenager. I mean, I started my first full-time job right after I turned 16. So I never had just a summer job. And I kind of feel like I missed out a little bit on the bonding like you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or just to be able to have the stories later in life about what you did as your summer job.
Yeah, I was an engraver.
Did you have one?
Yeah, I was an engraver in the mall, Southwest Plaza Mall.
Oh, I knew you had done that. Yeah, I didn't know that was a summer job.
Yeah, definitely. Summer job and, you know, during school to make some cash because I'd purchased a vehicle and I needed to pay for it. And so, yeah, I had the job in the mall. And, I mean, I joked about meeting people at the amusement park and in Waterworld. I mean, the mall was a hotbed for activity. And those were some great times. I met a lot of fun people that worked in the other stores and made some friendships, and that job was a blast. It was a lot of fun. But
you
like
that one, huh?
I did. I started dating the young lady that worked across the hall at the dress store. So I would make my way over to the dress store during my break. And
don't you think it would have been more classic if you started dating the young woman from the Orange Julius?
I would have gotten free drinks. I do know that much. Instead, we just got to make out in the dressing room, darn it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, those were the days. Yeah.
What do you got going on this weekend? Anything fun?
No, I do have to give a shout-out, though, to my son, who was quite the trooper yesterday. He marched right into that dentist's office, and he had to have two teeth pulled yesterday because he has a couple adult teeth that aren't quite coming in correctly, so they had to yank a couple of his baby teeth that are just not coming out. And Nicole took him yesterday, and she said he was just as brave as could be, walked right in and was asking questions about what's going to go on and where they're going to give him the shots. And then they put the little thing of gas on his face to kind of, ease everything and
relax him a little bit.
About 2 minutes into that, he looked up at the dental hygienist or the dentist, whoever was there, and said, "This tastes like hell." And Nicole was like, "I am sorry, he usually doesn't talk like that." And the dentist was like, "It's fine. You'd be amazed on all the naughty words that come out of kids' mouths once the gas goes on." So they pulled two teeth out.
Good.
And he got his Pokemon cards as a reward yesterday. I ran to Target, got a bunch of soft food and Pokemon cards, and he's doing really well, actually. He's not in a lot of pain, so he's a trooper, man. I would have been freaked out. It's just anything
with the
mouth.
And does he have the really cool look now of the missing spaces?
He's got
like a picket fence kind of thing?
He got punched or something, and he got to keep the teeth, so they're rattling around in a little case. And
what's he going to do with the teeth?
Apparently, the tooth fairy came last night, which
I
had a bit of an argument with my wife on whether or not we should stop the tooth fairy because he essentially already got Pokemon cards, $10 worth of Pokemon cards. And I felt that the Tooth Fairy didn't need to add any additional cash, but I lost that battle. So,
couldn't you have made an arrangement with the Tooth Fairy beforehand that instead of cash, the Tooth Fairy would come and bring the Pokemon cards?
I should have done that. Yeah, I definitely should have done that because I feel like we went a little overboard. But
what did the Tooth Fairy bring? I gotta know.
I think she left $2 a tooth. So he got
$4.
$4 he's going to be waking up to. So, all right, whatever. It's $4.